Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
How excited you used to get when you would open your box of crayons and they were all pointed and haven't been used yet and they have that Crayola smell.
Oh, yeah.
The 64 piece set or whatever.
Yes. Well, I'm
thinking about the back.
Yep. And it had the sharpener
on the back. You just put it in the little hole in the back and you just turn it.
And you knew you were big time if you had the sharpener.
Yeah.
Okay, well, something just as good is about to happen. So Crayola just launched a beauty line of makeup.
Stop.
They're called face crayons. They come in classic yellow, classic green.
Really?
All of those colors. So there's 58 different products, 95 different colors, including eyeshadow, highlighters, mascara, lipstick.
This is brilliant for Crayola.
It's brilliant because I like makeup.
Why would you want to paint your face green like the color
crayon? It's not really. It's
but
not
it could
really
be your eyeshadow.
That. Yeah. But how cool is that?
I think it's a cool idea. And here's who I think it's really cool for. So imagine those like tweens and the teens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've had Crayolas their whole life. And now they can go buy the makeup Crayolas. I can see them carrying the cases. Like, to me, this is really good marketing.
They have little cases that say Crayola Beauty, and then it has, like, you know, your color crayon trio, and so it has the different trios of colors in them.
That's insane.
Like, I don't see somebody Kelly's age carrying that.
Why
you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying in general.
I know what you mean. But it's really cool.
Yeah. I'll get you some for...
Thanks. Christmas?
Christmas.
That's next up.
That's what it'll be for her. Anyway, check it out. It's Crayola and their new makeup line.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Country Music News. K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, it's probably no secret that my favorite artist of all time is Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
So Inside Studio G was on last night, and he was talking about his plans for CMA Week in Nashville, CMA Fest, and what he plans on doing. He was also talking about new music. He's been working on new music, and he says that country radio should have that new music sometime this year. And he said, of course, when you're doing new music, you have to tour to support the new music.
Oh, man.
And they're already working on a Garth Brooks tour as well.
That's awesome.
So if you're a fan of Garth, be paying attention to his Inside Studio G to find out more about that.
And speaking of new shows, Florida Georgia Line are heading to Las Vegas for a 5-night residency. They've never done this before. It'll be inside the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, and it'll run December 1st, 5th, 7th, 8th, and 11th later this year. And the tickets start at like $50, so it's not overly expensive or anything like that. And I love this. Their opener is the 11-year-old singing sensation Mason Ramsey, known as the Walmart Boy.
The Yodel Kid.
Yeah, so he'll be out there too, and a big time for Florida Georgia Line in Vegas.
So the Backstreet Boys are back. They have a new song out called Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which sounds very nostalgic and sounds like it could be off their album from several years ago.
Yep.
But also, A.G. McLean, who... A.J. as y'all look at each other. A.J. McLean is coming out with basically a country album. Here's what it sounds like.
A little back porch, bottle service, long necks chilling in a nice box. Get you looking so hot, baby, that you got me burning. Don't stop working that firefly burn. Girl, you know it's been a little while. Tonight we're gonna do it our style. So keep them rolling, rocks rolling, rocking chairs rocking. If the neighbors get to knocking, we be popping that back porch.
Again, that's Backstreet Boy, A.J. McLean. And you can check it out on the BBITM blog on KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, there's a lot on TV tonight. The second night of auditions on America's Got Talent, 7 o'clock on NBC.
Mm-hmm. Heidi Klum is there.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
The second night of qualifiers on The World of Dance is on at 9 o'clock on NBC.
Jennifer Lopez is there.
Is well, it all you,
you
pay
know
attention
where
to?
All the hot ladies are, don't you?
Gee whiz.
I'm just saying they're there. Weird. They're the stars of the show.
You're just letting people know.
Yeah, in case you're looking, hey, I want to see a show with J-Lo.
You're
a lot of people,
doing your job.
A lot of people do that. Or I want to see a show tonight with Heidi Klum in it.
Right.
Right, because that's what I've been eyeing for a long time is a show with Heidi Klum. Thank you.
Leave me alone.
And on the Fox TV network, you have Beat Shazam. On at 7, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will be on there.
You did that one just to aggravate Kelly.
He likes to rub salt into my wounds.
I don't like rubbing salt into anything. I didn't do anything. This is on my list. I'm sorry.
It is on the list, but if you remember, at one point, Kelly walked in here determined and basically telling us,
I was destined.
I'm going to be on television. I've been cast for a game show.
Brandon, you might as well find a new host because I am going to be on TV.
Never was said.
And they said I was wonderful.
They loved me, Brandon.
They said I had such a great personality.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Lies. That might be a slight exaggeration, but not much.
Not by much, no. But that's the TV lineup for tonight.
Hope you guys have a great day. Don't forget about the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. Also, we have more WWE tickets to give away later on today. Mitch Mahan has some of those tickets this afternoon. And third row WWE tickets tomorrow morning here on K-Fine.